The latest from podnews.net.
Hello and welcome to episode 8 of Have You Heard George's podcast.
That's the unassuming sound of a podcast that won all the honours in London. The British Podcast Awards were held on Saturday night, hosted by Carriad Lloyd. George the Poet swept the board with 5 gold awards. Brexitcast won the Listener's Choice Award, and there's a full winners list of the best British podcasts on our website.
Wherever you get your podcasts, search for Wrong Skin and subscribe.
Do that and you'll hear the podcast of the year from the Australian Podcast Awards, which are also held on Saturday night in Sydney in Australia. Wrong Skin won the podcast of the year. The ABC won 7 awards. You can watch the entire ceremony and listen to the winners of the best Australian podcasts on our website. Which is Joe Rogan and which is faux Rogan? Dessa, an artificial intelligence company, has recreated podcaster Joe Rogan's voice. As the company says in their announcement, it's pretty f***ing scary. Spotify is testing something they're calling CarThing, a voice-controlled music and podcast device for the car. And Spotify are also encouraging musicians to make podcasts, according to a post on the Music Network, a musician's website. Meanwhile, Sony Music Entertainment is to make podcasts, they've announced, in a joint venture with Adam Davidson and Laura Mayer, and they're hiring. PodFund, a new funding option for podcasters, received over 100 applications in their first 24 hours, they've revealed. Podcast host Libsyn have announced 125 new podcast networks are using the company, including eBay, the New York Stock Exchange, and a tractor company. Podcasting is a core part of a publisher's offering, according to the Press Gazette. Anaheim Calling, an SB Nation podcast about the Anaheim Ducks, is now part of the Vox Media podcast network, they've announced. If you use Stitcher as your podcast player, we link to 12 features you might not know about in our show notes and our newsletter today. And how do you grow your podcast? We link to a long and detailed article from Lower Street covering how you grow your audience and how podcast promotion works. And a company called Podcastia, or maybe Podcastia. Anyway, they're sending mail to podcast owners claiming to be a big fan of your podcast and to offer to edit your podcasts for half price. But they're just scraping from your RSS feed, and we'd recommend you avoid any company that lazily spams you in this way. And that's the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.